Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys. Spiritual kickoff time. I'm excited to have you here. This is some good scripture today. I ain't going to lie. This is just some good scripture today. 2 Timothy, Paul writing, chapter 1, verse 7. God does not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Whew, that's just hanging on the rim scripture right there. I hope you're ready. I hope you're excited. Let's get this week going. So now, I need to know where 2 Timothy is, okay? First of all, I need to know that. I said, well, after 1 Timothy, of course, but seriously, no, fellas. This is in the New Testament. And it's a harder one to find. I'm just going to be real. It's going to be a harder one to find. So what I usually do, I go to the back, and then I get to Hebrews. For some reason, I can always just find Hebrews. Maybe it's just a gift. I don't know. Find Hebrews, and then back up a little bit. And this is the letter the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. And this is just such an encouragement for us today. It really is. And we need to see when we read God's word is how we can simplify and apply it to our life. Because we need to strive every day to be more and more like him. And we know for a fact, when we read Paul and the way he wrote to Timothy, my boy, he absolutely loved him. He loved him. And we know that Timothy was being called to be a soldier for Christ. And that was something that made him uneasy. And quite frankly, after doing the line for a couple of years, I know why. This ain't easy. It is not easy doing what God's called you to do. No matter what it is, it's not easy. And this is a reminder right here that Timothy, that young leader, he needed to hear this stuff. And I'm sure that he was so grateful that it was written down so he could return to it often. Because it's not saying, fellas, that we're not to be scared. No, it's natural to be scared. It absolutely is natural to be scared. It's okay. Fear, however, that paralyzes us. And it usually paralyzes us from taking action. And that's what we have to be on guard from. That's why we have to have the binders up and ready to go. Okay? And when you think about it, the only fear that should ever be inside a believer is the reverent fear of the Lord. And that's a fear that's driven by awe, and that should never be mistaken with cowardice at all. We are made in his image, fellas. We need to remember that. We have the power of the Holy Spirit within us. And that fear that comes to us, recognize where it comes from. The doggone evil one, straight from him. Because when that fear is paralyzing us from taking a step forward, we have to lean in on our faith to take those necessary steps. And the question always comes up, all right, I want to do that. I want to take those necessary steps. But Chris, is this going to be easy or hard? And I'm like, no, bro, it ain't going to be easy. Nope, it's not going to be easy. Well, Chris, is it going to be comfortable? Nope. Unfortunately, lots of times it's not uncomfortable. But doggone it, if you're leaning into the power of the Holy Spirit, we can rebuke that spirit of fear back to the gates of hell where it belongs, and we can trust in God to guide and direct us. And that's what I encourage guys to do. That. Because we know that fear is a lie from the enemy. And what does God do? So we know what this initial lie, this junk is from the enemy. But what does God give us then? Power, love, and a sound mind. Interesting. I like that. Power is interesting when we think about it. A lot of the guys I know, shout out to Dylan and Ethan, they go straight to the weight room in their mind, right? How much can I bench or squat, right? Or deadlift, whatever it is. But you need to recognize at some point, all of our personal power is going to run out. It just is. No matter where you go, there's people physically stronger than you. But every one of those people had their limits. The guy who won World's Strongest Man, I don't even know who it is this year. He has his limits. Right? We have that. But we recognize the power that Paul was referring to here. That is freely given from the Father. From the Father. And that changes it all for us. Because when our back's against the walls, we can trust in the power of the Holy Spirit to give us that strength during the difficult times. And that's the power to give us strength when you may be the evil ones attacking you with financial loss, sickness, death in your family, career scares. These things that can absolutely just paralyze you to where you can't move. Recognize the source of power is available. He loves us. And he wants to give that to us. And then right after that word power, everything that hinges off of what walking with Christ, we see what this next word is. And that's love. Love. Because if you miss this, you miss it all. We just do. If we miss love, we miss everything. We have to remember that God is love. It tells us that in 1 John. And we are united with him in this. And he also loved us first, which is crazy. And he pours out his love on us. And it's our duty as men to lead with love in everything we do. That's at work, that's at home, that's at gym, that's at our church, our community. That's even if you're driving right now, that's where you're at right now, which that is the hardest place for me. So maybe it is for you too. But we have to make it a conscious effort to lead with love before everything else. Because it's going to change the way we approach everything else in our life. That love, guys, that core, that love is so important. So we have power. We have love. Then what does Paul tell us? Sound mind. Some translations say self-control. This is a reminder, guys, that our decisions matter. And when we feel like the things are just unraveling all around us and we can't control anything, we need to check at that moment and see how connected to God are we. Because being a sound mind means intentionally tuning out the lies of the evil one and tuning in the promises of God. Let me say that again. Having a sound mind means intentionally tuning out the lies of the evil one and tuning in the promises of God. A whole lot easier said than done, I know. It is. But with being with fellow believers, praying, reading God's word, and taking intentional actions to grow closer to him every day. Guys, it's just going to make such a monumental impact in your life. because it's going to give others the opportunity to come and know him as well, to understand how God is moving in their lives. Because the actions we take, the thoughts we allow to permeate, that is our testimony. That's it. So you have to lean in here. You have to prune the junk, the crap out of your mind. You got to focus on his glory. The evil one's going to constantly throw you with his traps, his temptations, his lies to get you distracted. And as you move forward and lean in on the things that God is showing you and God wants you to do, it's not going to get easier. If anything, the evil one's going to come at you harder. But you do not have to fear, because you can do all this. Whatever he calls you to do, start the Lion with Dennis. I started this. Was I scared? Yes. Am I still scared? At times, yeah, for sure. But I know it's not me. It's the power, the love, and the sound mind that come through that relationship with the Holy Spirit. And don't let fear paralyze you from doing you what he's calling you to do. And just lean into these gifts that he's giving us right here. Lean into the hard. Use these to combat the hard that the Satan's going to come at you with. You got to choose your hard, fellas. I'm encouraging you to choose that hard now. Because is it hard? Yes. Is it better? Hands down. This is better. Do this with a heart of gladness. Fellas, you want to unleash the lion within? It takes walking out verses like 2 Timothy 1:7 here directly and saying, you know what? I'm going to do this because God has called me to do this. God is telling me, you know what? My testimony matters. I know the enemy is going to tell me that I'm not equipped, I'm not smart enough, I don't have enough money, I don't have whatever. I don't squash that junk. I am telling you right now, God will qualify you. He is calling you. Just lean in. Take that first step of obedience. Then the next one. Then the next one. Because you never know the blessing that you're seeking in life. Maybe just on the other side of that next step of obedience. So why not take the step? Don't let that fear paralyze you. Use the gifts, the strengths, the power, the wisdom, the discernment that God has given you and lean in. Lean in. Now, if you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior, and you're hearing me talk about all this power, the Holy Spirit, and stuff like that, like what in the world is this dude talking about? Well, you're here to lie for some reason. I don't know. Maybe you like the way this old boy talks. I don't know. You know, but you're here and you're this far and you're not sure if you've ever surrendered your life to Christ. You're not sure if you're a Christian. I think I am. I grew up in the South. I've been to church. I know there's an Easter service. I know there's a Christmas service. I gotta be a Christian. Nope. Need to understand what the gospel is. And that's first understanding who you are. That's an image bearer of God. We were made in his image. He formed Adam out of the dust, breathed the rule of life into his nostrils. He was face to face with his creator. And things went great for a couple pages in the Bible. And then we had the fall. Things happened, right? We ate the fruit. We're out the garden. Sin entered the world. And there's this gap now. There's a gap between us and God. And guess what? No matter how close you think you get, you never can close the gap. Because he is holy and righteous, and we are not. No matter how good you do, how many old ladies you help cross the street, how many charities you give to, how many times you go to church, how many times you read your Bible, how many times you've been baptized. Let's just be real. All those things. None of those close the gap. They don't, because we're all sinners. And we don't need a coach. No. We need a Savior. nothing against the coaches out there, but your best coach in your life can't save you from eternal separation from God. They can't do it. But I know who can. It's this guy named Jesus. He came down from heaven for us on a rescue mission. Very simple. He was born of a virgin. You got to believe that first. Then he grew up, and then he did his ministry. And he showed us. He taught us. He revealed things to us, and he gave us a new covenant, a new way, because of the penalty he paid for our sin when they crucified him at Calvary. And they hung him on a cross, and all his blood ran, and he died. And at that moment, the penalty that we had as humans for sin was completely paid. It's called propitiation, the payment that satisfies. It was paid in full. Everything paid in full. How awesome is that? And there's nothing we can do right now to fulfill the payment, because he's already done it. He's already done it. They laid his empty body in the tomb. Boom. 3 days later, though, things happened. He rose. So all these other religions that have the different types of things going on with the different types of leaders, guess what? They're all dead. We know where their bodies are. You know where Jesus is? He ascended. I don't know if it was like Iron Man or not. I like to think so. But boom, he's right-handed the Father right now in heaven. And no one comes to the Father except through him. I'm telling you guys, there's no other name under heaven that's been given amongst us by which we must be saved. It's just, the Bible tells you over and over and over. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. He's the gate. He's the gate. He's the good shepherd. He's divine. I'm telling you, there's no other way. Oprah's wrong. The world's wrong. There is no other way to salvation other than Jesus Christ. And I get pounded every week for saying this type of stuff. And you know what? I'm okay with that. Because I'm going to stand on the truth of the gospel and the good news of the gospel. If you've never surrendered your life to the Lordship of Christ and you're hearing these words and you're feeling something move, I'm telling you, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. I can't save anybody. The Holy Spirit does the saving. We're just sharing a message. And if this message is resonating and you're ready to confess your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, there's no day than like today. I can't believe I'm going to get saved on a podcast. Well, stranger things have happened. Let's go. So, Father, whoever is listening right now, that one person who is ready to confess you as Lord and Savior of their life, I pray you just give them a special touch, a special feeling, or a special anointing to let them feel your presence right now, God. I pray that they recognize that they are a son or a daughter of the King. I pray you put people in their path that were just going to come alongside them. It's going to encourage them. It's going to love them. It's going to lift them up. God, it's going to give them the strength, the power, the love, all the stuff, Lord, to do what you called them to do. So I pray you just, you hear their prayers, that you feel those tears right now, and that you just give them that peace that passes all understanding. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We do all this according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you just accepted Christ as your Savior, I'm here to tell you. I am here to tell you the best decision you ever make. I want you to send me an email, chris@thelionwithin.us. Because first of all, I want to just pray with you. I want to congratulate you. I want to pray with you. And I also want to send you some free resources, some scriptures to get started. I'll try to get you plugged into a local church. We have lots of resources all over the country. So just send me an email. Would love to get that message that you received Christ listening to The Lion Within Us. Okay. So I want to just get you hooked right up. And then also just give you a virtual hug, this fist bump. Just man, what a day. What a day. Now I want you to come back on Wednesday, guys, too. Because we're going to be talking about how to maintain intentionality when it comes to raising our kids. And we talked about a lot of scripture here this morning. And a lot of this stuff we need to make sure our children understand. That fear is not from, it's not from God. It's from the evil one. And we need to set some of this stuff course correct some of this stuff. That's what I want to help you with, okay? So come back, check that episode out. I really think you're going to enjoy this one. And then head over to thelionwithin.us. You know, again, we do the spiritual kickoffs Monday through Friday, guys. Monday through Friday, we do the SKOs every morning. You want that little bit of boost? That if your coffee ain't giving enough little kick for you, I got a kick for you. Monday through Friday, come check us out. TheLionWithin.us. Start your free community membership. Check it out. See how we can serve you. See how we can give you a path. We have really worked hard on the community now, giving paths for users to understand, hey, here's how I can be the leader God intends me to be. And here's some guys that are going to come alongside me, doggone it, and they're going to help me. They're going to encourage me. They're going to pray with me and for me. And you know what? They're just going to love on me. Man, I'm telling you, it's nothing. You can't fabricate this stuff. You can't make it up. I mean, it's just, it's real. It's authentic. It's compassionate. It's transparent. It's just, it's absolutely phenomenal. TheLionWithin.us. Start your free trial today. That's all I can tell you, boys. Head over to YouTube as well. Check us out on that platform and then any of the socials. You know, we try to be on that, all that stuff. But give us some love. You know, check us out. Give us that rating and review. All that stuff matters. But at the end of the day, guys, we want to serve you. We want to help you. We want to help you be the leader God intends you to be. Maybe you need to come to one of our live events. Maybe you need to come to a mission trip. Go check out the website. We have resources. We want to help. But just being a consumer, not going to get it. You need to jump in and be an active participant. All right? So get after it, guys. Have a good one. Look forward to seeing you guys on Wednesday. Prayer for the good Lord willing. Stay strong. Remember, he doesn't give you a spirit of fear, power, love, sound mind. So stay after it and keep unleashing the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community, and the areas that we were helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much-needed boost directly from God's Word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.